السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 27th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1447. So first lesson we should learn, Wednesday night we have to scan the sky for the crescent and the new moon. Insha'Allah al-Aziz, it will be sighted and that will usher in the month of Jumad al-Ula. Learn to pronounce the names properly, Jumad al-Ula. Then 4 months left for Ramadan Mubarak, insha'Allah. And Thursday will be the first in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwarah, Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine. And 99% of the countries in the world and cities in the world, insha'Allah al-Aziz. We present to you our report back today, and it is entitled Trip to Brits. So why? Because mashallah, Thursday we went to Brits with Haji Ahmed Abdi and returned on Friday. Very interesting trip. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, wa amma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith. As for the bounties, favors of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, announce it, pronounce it, attribute everything to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. What can we do? We can't do anything. We can't even control our sneezing, coughing, yawning. So everything is Allah's qudrat, Allah's power, Allah's majesty, sovereignty, authority. Hada min fadli rabbi. It is the grace of Almighty Allah, like Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam said, Hada rahmatun min rabbi. Indeed, it is the mercy of Almighty Allah, as Dhulqarnain said, when he built that huge wall and barrier to save the people from Ya'juj, Ma'juj, Gog and Magog. And he, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, taught us, Man lam yashkurin nas, lam yashkurillah. If you're not grateful to humanity, in reality, you're not grateful to Almighty Allah also. Authentic Sahih Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. So mashallah, the whole week, Monday to Saturday, Hafiz Wadi was holding the fort for Mawlana Salim Kareem. Allah Ta'ala reward him for the 3-4 weeks or so. So that he did a good job, mashallah. So from today, Mawlana Salim Kareem is back. So don't forget, now tomorrow the format will change a little bit. Mawlana Salim Kareem says a lot of people suggested to him we should do it. So he contacted me and after Fajr today, so I said fine, no problem. 10 to 4, insha'Allah, inshallah al-Aziz, Adhan will go from tomorrow on Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba. Then 4 o'clock, inshallah, I'll start with the tafsir and thereafter the news, views, interviews. And then around 22:05 or so, quarter to 5, we will finish up. And then I'll go for Fajr and so forth and come back. Then the last half an hour, 5:30 to 6, will be the Q&A. So that will be from tomorrow, inshallah. People say they must sing the Q&A because of their salat and what have you and so forth, day in Durban time and other places. So we said, fine, as long as the lens listeners will benefit, so we got no problem with that. Allah reward Mawlana Salim Kareem and his family, Appa, they just returned from Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Munawwara, Umrah and Ziyarat. Allah kabul for my. So alhamdulillah, so that is going well. In the tafsir in the morning we are busy, but now mashallah, Suratul Waqiyah we finished last week and today we started Suratul Hadid, chapter number 57, Surah Waqiyah. Very interesting. We should try and read it at night after Maghrib or after Isha, when any time better after Maghrib. Lam tusibhu faqa, inshallah, poverty will not reach that person. You see that. So that was in the morning, and then all the news, views, interviews, people get very happy because very few news outlets give them the latest updates, what is happening in Gaza and in different parts of the world and so forth. People are always given one side of the story. So we give the alternate news, you see that what these haramis, these Zionists and Westerners will not speak about, that's what we speak about. So that Allah humiliates, disgraces them and defeats them. Ihzimil azab, ya Rabbal Alameen. Ihzimil Yahud, wal Amerikiyin, wa Hindiyin, wa Britanniyin, wa Almaniyin, wa Adaiddin, ya Rabbal Alameen. Destroy and decimate the American politicians and their supporters, ya Rab. And then the Germans, and then the British, and then the Hindus, and the Mushrikeen, and then this Arab tanpod dictators, Murtadeen, you see, Allah Ta'ala decimate, destroy them all. They all are united with America and Israel and want Hamas to be defeated. But Allah is giving them so much strength. Who were the Imani? They're taking on the Jutlas and dispatching their soldiers straight to hell, alhamdulillah. So that is the morning program, and then in the afternoon we have the other tafsir. So there we busy with Surah Yunus, chapter number 10, alhamdulillah. So that also is going well. And then at night we have the Q&A, that's still our flagship program. Inshallah, Inshallah Al-Aziz, tonight also we'll have it on Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah Jama'ah. We thank all the directors of Radio Al-Ansar International and of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the Capital Group, for sponsoring all these programs. Thousands and thousands and millions of people every week, every month take benefits. So it's only Almighty Allah, Jalla's fazl, grace and mercy. So people wonder how we do the program, you understand? I'm here, you there, and so forth. So it's just with the cell phone. And you see, technology, Allah has made it so easy. So with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, so that is how the programs are broadcast and so forth. And thereafter, Tuesday, we have the Bliss of Marriage, you see, and Wednesday as well. And you know that the Sirius FM, Allah reward Haji Faisal Asmal, his son Yusuf Asmal, mashallah. So they patch in to that program also, and then people can take benefit from that. So it shows how many families are living dysfunctional lives. If you look from outside, double story, triple story house, all the smart cars, the plenty, Bentleys and the Porsche and the Mercedes and the Cadillacs and all that are there. But when they start speaking, then you come to know all this belong to the banks, you see that, all in overdraft and all haram business. But we want to keep up with the Jones, we just want to show off, you see. When that is your intention, then Allah will disgrace you in front of the same people you want to impress, you see. See now MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, multi-millionaire, multi-billionaire, multi-trillionaire, call whatever you want. He can't go to America. He can't go to Britain. The tabloids and newspapers and the public will finish him up there. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. Whosoever Allah humiliates, there's none to give him honor. Chapter 22, verse 18. So same thing you will see with those Arab tanpod dictators. They fear to come to South Africa also. They say that maybe they'll get blocked up and so forth, you see. So that is how these haramis operate, we must remember. So then you look at the micro and the macro. Micro is our marriages. So they're not in a good situation. Every day without fail, I get messages, WhatsApp messages, either from the husband, either from the wife, either from the children, that the marriage is on the rocks, the husband is in the docks, and so forth. In a Muslim woman, we carried out wonderful articles. October was to do with the babies and the children. The November edition is to do with, inshallah, husband-wife relationship and so forth. So, inshallah, it should be coming out now in 1-2 weeks' time. You know, our sisters, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala reward them that they're doing this for 25 years, I think, now. So that is also a wonderful way that, you know, we make some small little contribution there. So our people who are helping us, they don't want to mistake their names. So Allah Ta'ala reward them fi dunya wal akhirah. Allah Ta'ala grant us all the ikhlas and sincerity, istiqamah, steadfastness. And thereafter, remember that qabuliyat, that we ask Allah for acceptance in His divine court. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim. So that is Tuesday and then Wednesday. So Tuesday we have tafsir. So this Tuesday that passed, you understood. So we did tafsir, mashallah. And the brothers, I see the imams and that from Soweto and some other brothers, they also come and so forth and so on. So that is Allah's fazl, Allah's mercy, you know, that we discuss some relevant topics and subjects and so forth. And a lively Q&A we have after that, you know. Then that Tuesday, there was one brother, I don't want to take his name, he contacted me and said, this is now last week Tuesday, and he said he must see me because he heard I went to this country and he is being offered like an ambassador's post to that country, you see. So I asked him, bhai, are you married? He said, no. He said, but we'll discuss. So then I told him, come there to the masjid, and then from there we'll come home and discuss issues, you know, matters of bilateral importance. So it's all his issues, not my issues. So I asked him which country. He said, this country. I said, oh. I said, you can't go there alone. You must remember that there the women and all that will finish you up. He said he was married previously 2, 3, 4 times and nearly fell down, you know. So anyway, he's 50-something and so forth and so on. And he said preferably he wants Colvert Surti and all that. Because before that he had Talakh Tajruba. Talakh Tajruba means bad, terrible, horrible experiences. He married this one, all that, you know. So all white women and this woman and all that. So he said, no. And he got 2 children, he said, they're in the UK and what have you, doctors. So I said, see, I'll announce it on the radio. And then there was 1, 2 people, so I just give them his number. I don't know the guy. First time I met him. So, you know, we can't say. But I just felt sorry for him. They're getting a good post, he says. So, you know, a lot of perks and benefits and all that, you know, deputy ambassador and so forth. But the thing is now, no sense you go there and you're alone still. So, you know, I told him it's not permissible for you to go alone there. Definitely they will seduce you and they'll take you away. They'll take away from Islam also. So these people, yeah, you know, for them is nothing, remember. Al-khabithatu lil-khabithin. The immoral and the impure for the immoral and the impure. That's how their life is. Kana, pina, sona, pahana. Just eat, drink, sleep and waste time, you understood, and go to toilet and whatever you. So we must know all these things. So that was, so it was a healthy meeting. So Allah Ta'ala, I never heard from him. Maybe I should phone him and ask him then what happened, you see. So mashallah, he got his mother. I told him, make khidmat of your mother and then and serve her. Allah will inshallah make everything easy for you. So anyway, he was an interesting person, the way I look at it. But anyway, so that was Tuesday night. And then Wednesday, mashallah, Azam Mufti Sahib is not there. That is last week. Today he arrived, I think. So we will contact him today, tomorrow, inshallah. So therefore, Wednesday I'm free. So I remember that last week, Wednesday or so, I did a lot of work in this sense, all the emails, all the WhatsApp and whatever, those articles and, you know, all these things. Nasiha. Allah reward our Mawlana Ahmad Dokraj, you know. It was December 2015 in Cape Town. And I gave and delivered a lecture. He said, you know, so many new things, first time he learned. He said, what about the awam? They will learn so many. So let's learn and preserve some of this knowledge. So I said, Maulana, me, I'm an alu. I'm a simple Simon, you understand? Alu means potato, but in this context, it means simple Simon. I don't understand all this media and all that. I said, no, you just record and send it to me. And then, inshallah, I'll do the rest. So Allah Ta'ala grant him, you understand, more tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala grant his father, Haji Suleiman Dokra, Jannat al-Firdaus, wonderful man. And mother also, you see. So that is how that they took the du'as of their parents and they're going far in life. So this year, December, inshallah, will be 10 years exactly for the nasiha. When we started, people told him, you know, the jealousy, hasidin, hakid. They told him after 3 months, 6 months, you'll close up shop and all that. So, inshallah, this December, will be, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala grant Mawlana Ahmad Dokrad Hafidhullah, that complete shifa and come kamila, you see, so that Allah Ta'ala make all the challenges easy for him also. So, and his family, Allah reward them all the sacrifice and so forth. So, that is how life goes on. So, that is now Wednesday. Then Thursday, mashallah, I told Mawlana Zaid, you see that what we will do, we will discuss the ceasefire. And if you listen to it, I told him that the juntas can never uphold it. Because why? Quran says about that, that every time they make promises to Almighty Allah, then one group of them must violate it. They are the murderers of prophets and messengers. Fariqan kazzabtum wa fariqan taqtulun. One group they murdered and one group they rejected the prophets. Alayhi salatu salam. So what they going to worry about babies and women and children? These harabis, they're a cursed nation, remember that. A khuya jwat is a dwaya jwat. A good Jew is a dead Jew. In Afrikaans you learn all this. And thereafter you also learn that Yeah, Sainak Nets was a Jewish. You are so stingy, just like a Jew, you see. So Afrikaans very good also. So anyway, Hamas giving them good hiding, and Hamas, Allah Ta'ala, has given them such honor and respect. Just take one incident and see where me and you are, including myself. When the visitors came, 4 or 5, whatever, to Yahya Sinwar's house, they told him, you are the Amir and the leader of Hamas. The whole Gaza belongs to you. You can use. So you got such a small house, we can't even fit inside there. He took a mat and he placed it outside and they said, this is Yahya Sinwar. They asked him, why you do this? He said, the smaller the house in this world, the much more bigger things I will get in the year after. Subhanallah. Wa ardullahi wasi'a. You see that? Allah's planet is very vast, but he says, no, I must keep for myself a little bit, and Allah will give me. Before his demise, few days, he saw Mustafa, rahmatulil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a dream. Oh, Yahya, I'm waiting for you. You will pass away a martyr. Rameituhu bi asas sinwar. He changed the lexicon of the Arabic language. When you throw something to the jutla, to the enemy, to the American and whoever, 200 American shaitans and shayateen are there in Ashdod and so forth. You must remember that. So if our Hamas puts them away, they're 100% legal to do that as well. So what haramis you coming to do there? You see that? So you must know this. So Allah Ta'ala changed the landscape of the world and people are standing, you must remember what who were the Palestinians and so forth and so on. So great, great things are happening. So all that we discussed and so forth there. So that was about, the ceasefire. Then Thursday afternoon, then I told Haji Ahmad Abdi, come have some Mehman Chow here, come we have lunch together. And then upwards too, also we will leave. He said, perfect, you see. So then Thursday we left from here, we went straight to Pretoria. Lotus Garden. Why Lotus Garden? I had to drop my wife there, you see, because she got 10 brothers. From the 10 brothers, 8 passed away. Father, mother passed away. So 10 are gone. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un. Allah grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. That not once, I saw all 10 brothers one time. When we got married, one didn't come. He was in PE by Abdullah Bhai. Said, no, I can't come, I'm working and all that. So when the mother passed away here by us, you see, 2001, then I was sure I will see everyone. So then again, 9 came. Muhammad Bhai said, he's very sick, he can't come. So then after that finished, then Yusuf passed away, the first one, after my mother-in-law, and then the others, and then in the past 3 months or so, three of them passed away. So like that, you must remember, Motabai passed away, 95 years old plus minus, Hafiz Suleiman passed away, 80 plus, you see that, and Mokasim passed away, 84 years, 85 years old, like that. So 8 brothers all gone, you see, but good ages all of them. So Hashim now 77, 78 years old, so I called him Haji Hashim. But he made Hajj when he was 5, 6 years old, and he was in the lap of Shaykhul Islam, Azad Mohanaz Hussain Ahmad Badani. He doesn't remember anything, obviously, going time and coming time. Steamer Hatigela. They went with a ship, you see, from Durban to Bombay, and the father-in-law, mother-in-law, they took him with. And they had 10 sons that time. They made special dua, then my puppy came, you see. That it was Allah's fazal, Allah's grace, Allah's mercy. So all these things happened, you see. So then after that, from there we went to Brits, mashallah. And then we got a little bit lost there in Lotus Garden, also made some tawaf there. But eventually we found the house and what have you. Me, I don't like this GPS. I just use the road I know. All this go here, 500 meters, it just makes you more confused. They blow may confuse me and blow my fuse. I don't use it at all. So this type of thing, you see. So that is, we all old school still, you know. So anyway, then we reached their breaths, you see. It was this thing already. We already read Asr. We read Asr there, mashallah, in the masjid, the Masjid al-Siddiq. You know, I opened that masjid. Mawlana Asad was there, Mawlana Ismail's son. And he said, you must come. I said, no problem. From Newcastle, I came for the opening of that masjid, you know. So, mashallah, I think so it was in Newcastle. Or was it with Channel Islam? I can't remember. But anyway, I know I had to do the opening of the masjid and so forth and so on. So now there are three masjids there. We were looking for the masjid. We found all the other masjid beside this masjid. So anyway, we arrived there nicely in Brits, and they were waiting for us. So who's our host there? Our brother Sikandar Qasim, you see, his son Mohana Zakaria. So mashallah, they took good care of us and everything. So by the time we reached there, it was up past 5, quarter to 6. So I told him, Sikandar Ba, give me cha, give me one cup tea, and give Haji Ahmed Abdi tea. But after that, me, I have to go sleep for 40 wings. Because after that, you've got lecture and all that. So after Maghrib was supper, he invited some brothers, mashallah, Haji Musa, Nana, and others, and ulama, and so forth. And then after Isha, the Bayan, so it was a very good crowd also, and Masjid al-Taqwa. So Sikandar Ba's house is here, in between another house, and then his masjid. So 1 minute time, you're inside the masjid. Mashallah, Mawlana Zakaria got 8 children already. He's going also like my father-in-law. I think he might go for 11 also. He got 6 daughters and 2 sons, you know, mashallah. So very good person. The children were fascinated that we're staying there and all that, you know. So mashallah. So Allah Ta'ala grant them yes, then, ma'amal, ilm and nafi. Allah Ta'ala bless them, inshallah. Make them da'is. And father, grandfather, dada is 100% tablik, you know, and all that. So he gives some stories, you know, of the olden days, how they did da'wat and tablik and Qari Surti. So Qari Surti, we know him, he's from Karachi. He passed away. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaws. So anyway, so all that happened. And then the program, and then again cha. You know, we must have cha means tea. So chai in Urdu and mehman cha. So we must have people, then I can sleep. So mashallah, then I had to prepare my work for the next day, news, views, interviews, all that. And then we woke up, mashallah, early with Allah's help. From day in the room, I did the program with our Junaid Mota and our Haji Hafiz, who's Wadi, and so forth, you see. And then after Fajr, and then we had another program there after Fajr, and Ishraq there. So I told Sikandar Bah, Papatai Kanu, let's go graveyard and all that. It's Friday, we go. So Hafiz Usman Tayyab, you know, we studied together in Karachi in 75, 76. Bicharo, he didn't complete the course, he fell ill. So his buddy there, Mohan Yusuf Bamji, who studied there also, he passed away. So we know him. And then Sikandar's parents, we went all there. Then there was one uncle there, Haji Harun, you see. So Haji Harun also Mehman uncle. So he said, hello, hello, Pavanu Darulum. So I asked, where's the Darulum? So there, but it's only 10, how many 20 students they told me there, you see. So a small place, big place, but few students. Inshallah, more students will come. I think it's about 5-6 students in the Arabic Alim classes and 14-15 in the Hifz classes, something like that. So anyway, for me, I first in my life I saw that. I didn't know there's a madrasa there and so forth. And then I told them that I want to meet Iqbal Ba. Iqbal Ba is the chairman, the Iqbal Tayyab. So I said, okay, afterwards we'll go there. So then I went to go sleep a little bit, and no, nashta first, and then I went to go sleep. You see that? First nashta and then sleep. And then when I woke up, then I tell them, okay, now I'm ready for y'all, let's go. So we went to Iqbal Ba. Just 2-3 minutes, 5 minutes, we made dua for him, he got cancer. And he's a chairman, they're a good person, you know. So, and thereafter, Maulana is running a girls' madrasa, young girls, half of them I think are his daughters. So, mashallah, that then I gave them 5 minute advice. I told them I got only 5 minutes. So, five advices I gave them in the 5 minutes. Then I had to come back, and the khutbah was on Sheikh Salih bin Humaid, you know. He's a great mufti now. So, he spoke about Ashabul Kahf. Very nice khutbah he gave and all that. And only one thing in his khutbah, I don't know, he forgot or what, he didn't make dua for Masjid al-Aqsa. Otherwise, everything good, you see. So he used the word Yahud and so forth. And then we had our Jummah day, Masjid al-Taqwa, and we spoke about the challenges and so forth. The night before, we spoke of Palestine. So, and thereafter, mashallah, was nice lunch and that. And then 3 o'clock, Haji Abdi made Ishara, come on, we have to move it up, you see. So then we left from there, went to Pretoria, and thereafter we came here to Lens. It was just around 5:30 to 6. So we did Asr Salat, everything, and thereafter got ready for Maghrib and so. So it's a very interesting Haji Abdi to go to the Merkez. You know, Friday night they have program there in the Merkez there, Crown Mines. So Allah Ta'ala reward them all, mashallah. And thereafter, mashallah, Saturday was my resting day. There I just sleep half the time because I'm exhausted. And then Sunday also sleeping, and Sunday afternoon was the Q&A. And then the Sahuk issue came about. You see that? The government got involved. CRL. I remember Saddle's name, Saddle Ramaphosa. So CRL, you all who got some claims, some grievances, complaints against Sahuk, and you don't know what to do, just send me a WhatsApp message, Sahuk. Don't like long stories. And I'll send you the form, and you must send a message to 3 email addresses. Remember that. I send all my stories. So to them, they must pay. We don't want no stories. They are 48 million, don't belong to them. It is amanat by them. And if they're not going to pay, then we will take them to court. But the government is involved now. So inshallah, Allah will disgrace them more and more, and we'll put the last nail in Sahuk's coffin, inshallah. So tonight will be the Q&A. And tonight after Q&A, I see we got a new Urdu lecture. Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam ka safar ka sabar, this patience. And Qari Tahir Hanif Multani. Every day you listen to Qari Hanif, this is his son. Qari Tahir, I'm sure he imitates his father. The Punjabis, they like to do that. You see, very nice. I'll listen 5 minutes or so. So, inshallah, barakallahu fiqh, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Next up is Yusuf Ali, inshallah.